As the A's host the Twins on Saturday, it's another opportunity for manager Bob Melvin to try to win his 1,000th career game. It's off to a good start in the first as Ryan Healy steps to the plate.
A swing and a liner, fair over third base toward the left field corner. Rajay around third, he'll score easily and lead 1-0. Here's Grant, and he lines one up the middle past Semien, a base hit. And the Twins jump on Chris Smith and take a 2-1 lead. Here's a 3-1. Chino drives one to deep right to the track at the wall, and out it goes. That extends the Twins' lead to 4-1. Chapman is 0-3. The lefty's pitch is hit high and deep to left. Matt Chapman has hit a bomb, and Oakland now trails it 4-3.
So here's Rajay Davis. 1-0 pitch is hit in the air, left center field. That's hit well. Granit's back, and it is gone. It's gone. Rajay Davis surprises everybody with a walk-off home run.
The A's make Bob Melvin's 1,000th career win a memorable one. 5-4 as they walk it off, following Rajay Davis' two-run homer. Davis goes 4-for-5. Zach Granit and Eduardo Escobar each with two hit nights for Minnesota. The Twins lose their fifth in their last six games. The A's give manager Bob Melvin a spectacular 1,000th career win, and he reacts to it following the game.
Yeah, you know, it's we've been grinding, and there have been so many close games that you really think at some point in time we're going to break through, and we've been able to do it at home quite a few times this year as far as, you know, walk-offs and dramatic ninth innings. So, you know, as soon as Rosie gets on, you know, you feel like there's a decent chance we have a chance to do something well because we've done it enough times to where, you know, I wouldn't say you expect it, but there's some confidence in the ninth inning here.
Rajay gets the leadoff double to start the game for you and ends it with the walk-off. Yeah. Just what about his night? What did you see from him?
Four hits. He's been playing his best baseball here recently. You know, probably the last couple of weeks, he's brought his average up considerably. And, you know, at this time of year, it's tough to do. So, you know, he's played great. And certainly tonight, you know, pretty good night for him.
You never want to really talk about yourself too much, but you mentioned that when you got 1,000, it might mean a little more than maybe other milestones you've gotten. How do you just kind of reflect on reaching this point?
Yeah, you know, it's a bigger number. And I was joking in there, Billy's coming up on 1,700, which is a real big number. But, you know, the Bill King Day, you know, there are a lot of things today that kind of make you reflect a little bit. You know, he was such a big part of my youth, him going into the Hall of Fame today. Unfortunately, he's not here to enjoy it and see it. But, you know, and Raj being part of something like that. So it ended up being a nice day. And, you know, if you get a win out of it that gets you a round number, then even makes it a little better.
You guys have had so many walk-offs this season.
Yeah.
What is it about the team that there's so much fight in it that they'll never quit?
Yeah, you know, and even in these games we've been losing here recently, you know, we've been in every game. And we've lost some guys out of our bullpen, which makes it a little tougher. You know, a lot of trade speculation going on and so forth. So I really commend these guys for fighting like they have every day. And when you end up on the losing side of it, it's a little bit demoralizing, but they continue to come out and fight. And today early on, it didn't look like it was going to be our day again. And, you know, these guys kept fighting. So we've had enough history here at home this year to where we've come back and won some games that you feel like you always have a chance.
What did you think of Smith's day today?
You know what? He battled again. You know, it really the Sano homer was really all that cost him. He, you know, it makes it 4-1, and he's got guys on base again for the second day in a row. He's got bases loaded, nobody out, base hit, and all of a sudden he keeps it there. I mean, guy's got a lot of metal and a lot of grit, and, you know, he wasn't on the winning side of it, unfortunately. But again, you know, it's not for lack of some insides where, you know, he's a tough kid and, you know, you go out there with an 86 mile an hour fastball and you're getting people out in a lineup like this, that's all left-handers. He's got some good stuff.
Chapman with another massive home run. Mm-hmm. Do you think already he has, you know, some of the most raw power of anyone on the team?
He does. We knew that coming up. I mean, we have some guys with some power here. I don't mean Chris Davis. You can't take away from the opposite field power that he has too. We do have some guys with some power. We have guys in our organization with power. That's one of our strengths. So, you know, we knew coming in that that's kind of what he does. He's always one swing away from putting a run or two up on the board, and that ended up being a big run for us because it gave us some momentum going into the ninth inning. Okay, I'll do it again, but, you know, he's playing his best baseball right now and had another big night for us tonight. In probably the last 2 weeks, he's really swung the bat well. He's been out there quite a bit more here recently, too. And, you know, to put together what was a four-hit day, I think he had today, right? And the home run to culminate, you know, walk-off. He's really starting to feel a little bit better about his game.
Rajay Davis's fourth hit is a memorable one, a two-run walk-off home run giving Bob Melvin his 1,000th win, and he describes the scene on Saturday night.
I definitely wasn't thinking about bunting.
So tell us about it, though. At that point, you see the guy get on first base. You see the lefty's going to stay out there and face you. Give us kind of what you're thinking as you walk up to home plate.
Can't hear.
All right, we'll hang in there with you. Can you hear us all right, Rod?
I can still hear you.
All right. So tell us kind of what you're thinking as you're walking up to home plate, knowing that, hey, the winning run's at first base, a lot of different strategy going on, a lot of different things that could happen.
No, actually, I'm just thinking about not trying to do too much. I'm just thinking about staying within myself and just being nice and easy. And I was nice and easy all night and, you know, swinging at balls in a strike zone.
You know, the one thing we saw on the road trip, you had a great trip. And it seemed like a lot of pitches were outside. You went to right field. How much, when you get a pitch like you got to hit the home run, that it is just a reaction? You're not trying to hit a home run. It just happens.
Oh, it just happens just by being in a good position. I was in a good position all night, and I was just trying to be in that same position, and I was able to do that.
Hey, Raj, you know, we all feel like, hey, the team's been struggling, five-game losing streak. It seemed like a game that you guys really needed to win. Do you guys as players feel like that sometimes?
I think we do. I think we just battling all night. We had a few hits there and there. We were unable to capitalize on the bases loaded, you know, with two outs. But it's fortunate enough for us we were able to come through at the end.
You know, we saw it on the road, unfortunately, but the leadoff walk. Kipe just talked about the great at bat by Adam Rosales. What happens with a leadoff walk? What does that do to a team in the dugout when that happens versus a hitter hitting his way on, he walks?
Well, now you bring the winning run at the plate, and that was just asking for trouble when you walk that leadoff guy. You know, I don't know how many times the leadoff guy comes around to score when he gets on.
And Rajay, you made the manager happy. You
That's
got
right.
him his 1,000th career win. You've played with a lot of managers, and we all think very highly of Bob Melvin, and I would imagine you do too.
Yeah, I think we get to keep that ball too. I don't think it went into the stands.
The pitching matchup Sunday has Jarrell Cotton starting for the A's against Bartolo Colon of Minnesota.